John the Baptist came preaching a message of repentance. John led a very austere life. Jesus says in today's Gospel, John the Baptizer came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. Usually, an austere life is given respect and it sets an example for others. And yet the scribes and the Pharisees called John a mad person. Following John's death, Jesus continued to preach the gospel of repentance. Jesus, unlike John the Baptist, both ate and drank. He was not afraid to have table fellowship with those society considered and condemned as sinners. But in Jesus too, the scribes and the Pharisees found fault. They said, "Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." In other words, the behavior of the scribes and the Pharisees was very cynical and negative. They couldn't find anything good both in John the Baptist and Jesus of Nazareth. Hence, elsewhere we see Jesus using severe language against the scribes and the Pharisees. "Woe to you," he said to them. "You shut the door of the kingdom of God in men's faces, neither entering yourselves nor admitting those who are trying to enter." This is the height of cynical behavior. In our own day, we do come across cynical persons whose usual behavior is to find fault with everything others do, but will not themselves lift a finger. Cynicism is a dangerous disease which can destroy the life of other people. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to overcome any trace of cynicism that might be in us and to have the light to see the good in others.